Yasya Bhakti Bhagavati Haro Nishay Shay Svare Vikradanto Amritam Bodo Kim Sudram Katakoda Dakai Word for word, Yasha, of whom? Bhakti, devotional service. Bhagavati, to the Supreme Personality Godhead. Haro, Lord Hari. Nishre, Yasha, Ishvare. The controller of the Supreme Perfection of Life. Our supreme liberation. Vikridata. Swimming or playing. Amrita ambodo. In the ocean of nectar. Him. What is the use? Who dry. Who small. Kataka Udakai, ditches of water. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. A person fixed in devotional service of the Supreme Lord Hari, the Lord of the highest auspiciousness, swims in the ocean of nectar. For him, what is the use of the water in a small ditch? Please repeat. A person fixed in devotional service of the Supreme Lord Hari, Lord of highest auspiciousness, swims in the ocean nectar. For him, what is the use of water in a small ditch? Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Hitachura formally prayed, 6th canto, chapter 11, text 25. Nanakra pistamna chap amresham na sarva bhumam na radhi paitya. I do not want the facility of happiness on Brahmaloka, Swaragloka, or even Dhruvaloka, not to speak of this earth or the lower planets. I simply want to return home back to Godhead. This is the determination of a pure devotee. A pure devotee is never attracted to any exalted position within this material world. He simply wants to associate with the Supreme Personality Godhead, like the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani, the gopis, Krishna's father and mother, Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda, Krishna's friends and Krishna's servants. He wants to associate with Krishna's atmosphere of Vrindavan beauty. These are the highest ambitions of a devotee of Krishna. Devotees of Lord Vishnu may aspire for Krishna's position in Vaikuntha Loka. But devotee Krishna never aspires even for the facilities of Vaikuntha. He wants to return to Goloka Vrindavan and associate with the Lord Krishna in his eternal pastimes. Any material happiness is like the water in a ditch, whereas the spiritual happiness eternally enjoyed in the spiritual world is like an ocean of nectar in which a devotee wants to swim. Omargina Tiramdasya Jana Jana Slakaya Sakshu Intam Jina Tasmei Shri Guru Vinamaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swam Rupa Gadamayam Tantida Rantikam Manjagoba Juvyascha Pibasindavasa, Pranampamnevyo, Vaishnevyo, Namonaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivaste Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Translation, once again, a person fixed in devotional service to the Lord, Hari, Lord of highest auspiciousness, swims in the ocean of nectar. For him, what is the use of water in a small ditch? So this is Vitrasura. He is exhibiting the mentality of a devotee, even though he was in the body of a demon. There's two demons. One is Vitrasura, which is mentioned here in the Bhagavatam, and then Vikrasura in the Krishna book. They have similar names, but they're different personalities. So, this is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. The non-devotees, they want the water. Here it says there's water contained in a small ditch or small hole. This means those in the material world are trying to eke out some unhappiness. When Krishna met the inhabitants of Vrindavan at Kutsetra, he explained that the people in the material world are called the Jiva Krosha. That means the people who are imprisoned in the imprisonment of material enjoyment. So, people in the material world think they can get some happiness. Sudama Brahman was the best devotee, a friend of Lord Krishna. But he was very detached. He never asked for anything. He lived a very poor life. Him and his wife, they barely got enough food to eat. Didn't have any opulent clothes. So, such kind of person is very rare to find in this material world. Someone who's detached from all material enjoyment. The materialists say, you only have one life to live, therefore you should enjoy as much as possible. Because at the time, there's nothing after death. But material enjoyment is temporary, is not lasting. And for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. So people are trying to enjoy in so many ways, but they're just creating more karma, which they have to suffer for in the next life. Bhagavad Gita says, Deino smenyata dehe kumaram nyavinam jara. Living envy is moving from boyhood to youth to old age. Then again, it takes another body. The materialistic persons, they don't know about reincarnation. They don't know that people have to take another body. They don't know they're responsible for their activities. So therefore, everyone just thinks you can do whatever you like. Of course, there's even laws in the material world. People have to follow the laws in the material world. But the whole material world is like a prison house. A living entity somehow misused our independence, decided to come in the material world and try to enjoy apart from Krishna. But there is no real enjoyment here. Whatever enjoyment people have, just a moment's relief from the suffering. Material world means suffering. Suffering from the Adi Bodhak, Adi Daivak, Adi Atmak. The different sufferings that are imposed upon the living entity. Sufferings of the body and the mind, sufferings of the from the demigods, and suffering from other living entities. One may sit down peacefully to chant a japa someplace, and the flies will come, or mosquitoes will come. There's always some kind of distraction, some disturbance. Can't be peaceful, can't be happy in this material world. So Vichitrasura was a devotee of Shankarshan, but he got cursed to become a demon, so he wanted to, but he still retained the mentality of a devotee. So this means, here it says, highest auspiciousness is to hear about Krishna, to hear about Krishna's devotees. Srila Prabhupada translated the Krishna book. He wrote the Krishna book first. And he said in the Krishna book that the devotee accepts all of Krishna's pastimes. He doesn't reject one drop, whether it's in Vrindavan or Mathura or Dwarka. These are all auspicious to hear and cleansing to the heart. But the sahajiyas, the persons or group of persons called Prakriti sahajiyas, they only want to hear about Rasalila and Krishna's dancing with gopis in intimate pastimes. So this sahaja mentality, I mean, take things cheap. But devotees, we relish all of Krishna's pastimes, even though we know that the Vrindavan pastimes are the goal, ultimate goal of the devotees. But we still relish the other pastimes. And Chaitanya Bhagavat says, by hearing about the different incarnations of the Lord, one's bhakti nourishes one's bhakti. So we don't reject these things, but we also, at the same time, know, like it says here, that to obtain Golok Vrindavan and enjoy the Krishna atmosphere, the Krishna, that this is the highest perfection. Mathura is perfect, Dwarka is more perfect, and Vrindavan is most perfect. So they all in the same realm, Golok Vrindavan. But when Krishna left Vrindavan, he went to Mathura. So the question is, Mathura in Vrindavan or out of Vrindavan? So according to Brahma Upanishadamrita, the holy place known as Mathura is superior to Vaikuntha, the transcendental world, because Krishna appeared there. Superior to Mathura Puri is the transcendental force because of Krishna's Rasalila pastimes. So Prabhupada wrote in the purport that the Mathura is not included in the inner circle of the 12 forests of Vrindavan. So the question was raised, is Krishna a cheater or a break of his promise? Because when he left Vrindavan, he told the gopis that I'll be coming right back as soon as I kill Kamsa, do whatever I have to do in Mathura. But Krishna didn't come back. So is Krishna a cheater and a liar? The answer is no. Krishna never takes one step out of Vrindavan. So Krishna was Krishna doesn't go to Mathura. His Vasudeva expansion goes to Mathura. And Balaram also goes to Mathura in Shankarshan form. So Krishna is always in Vrindavan, and the gopis, the Mother Yasoda, the Gaur boys, are always thinking of Krishna. It's called Lila Smaranam. Their bhava, because of bhava, attachment to Krishna, they're always thinking of Krishna. So in this way, Krishna is always present. Whether he's visible or not, Krishna is always there in Vrindavan. But Krishna had to leave Vrindavan because the demons were always attacking. They didn't want the residents of Vrindavan to be put in distress all the time. So he left Vrindavan and stayed in Vrindavan at the same time in his bhava expansion. And after he killed Dandabhakra, the last demon, Dandabhakra and Vicharatra, he came back to Vrindavan. That was after 100 years. So this is the understanding we have that Krishna came back to Vrindavan. And here it says that we should try to enter into the Krishna atmosphere. In the material world, when we speak of spiritual, most people think something spiritual is the opposite of material, and therefore it can't have any shape or form. Krishna's two Bhagavan Sayam, when we say God is a person, God is a form, people will say that God cannot have a form because that's material. So God is spiritual. The spiritual doesn't have a form. So this is a misconception. Chintamani prakamasu kapabhiksha saabriteshu surabhir apaliyantam lakshmi sahasra satran sevimanam govinda maharipusha tamaha bhajami. Brahma Samhita says that I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first regenerator, tending the cows, healing all desires, in abodes built with spiritual gems, surrounded by millions of purpose trees, always served with great affection, reverence and affection by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis or gopis. And this is the spiritual world. And there's books, Ananda Vrindavan Chapu, and there's a book, Braj Vritti Chintamani, by Vrindavan Das Thakur, or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which describes the realm of Goloka, what Goloka looks like. When Krishna goes to tend the cows, the gopis feel distress that Krishna will feed. Krishna's feet are so tender that they're just thinking that Krishna is going to hurt his lotus feet by the stones and thorns. But actually, in Golok, the ground is made of foam and the thorns are made of rubber. So Krishna can't actually hurt his feet. And in Golok, there's three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, ignorance. There's no time factor. Everything's eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. So there's no duality in the spiritual world, and everyone is happy, and there's no one speaks anything desirable, and there's no bad smells. People have spiritual bodies. Radha and Krishna have their pastimes, and it has nothing to do with this material world. Krishna sent Uddhava. Uddhava was Krishna's best friend and advisor. But Uddhava was a disciple of Brihaspati, and he was very learned. But he didn't know about the mood of the gopis, about the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. So Krishna sent Uddhava with a message to the gopis to try to console them. And Uddhava saw how distressed the gopis were. Shri Shri Gauranitai Krishna Bhava Radhisham Kujai. So Uddhava went to see the Brijbasis, they were in such a distressful condition that they couldn't even clean their houses. The houses had were full of cobwebs. They couldn't cook anything. They had to call some Brahmins to cook for Urva. They just couldn't do anything. They were in so much distress, feeling separation from Krishna. But that's not material. This Vipalambaha, this seva, the highest perfection, is separate feelings of separation. Highest happiness is feeling separation. So even when Krishna performed his Rasa Lila, he disappeared from the gopis, and they went to search for Krishna. And while they were searching for Krishna, Krishna came before them in his Narayan form, four-handed form. So they said, "Oh, Lord Narayan," they offered obeisances, "can you please tell us where we can find Krishna?" They weren't interested in that form. And Krishna also appeared to Radharani in his four-handed form, but he couldn't maintain that form in front of Radharani. He had exhibited his two-hand form. So here it's described two kinds of devotees: devotees of Vishnu who go to Vaikuntha, and devotees of Krishna who go to Golok. So from Vaidhi Bhakti, one will go to Vaikuntha, and from Raghunuga Bhakti, one will go to Golok and become a servant of Krishna. Gopi Bharata Kamala Das Das Anodas. This is our constitutional position, to be an eternal servant of Krishna. This is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so the three realms are there: material world, and the spiritual world, Vaikuntha planets, and the Golok Vrindavan. Sometimes the spiritual world is referred to as Vaikuntha, the whole spiritual world. But there's Vaikuntha, there's the material world, then there's the abode of Lord Shiva, Maheshtam, where devotees go, Lord Shiva, who are free from material contamination but don't have any information of the Vaikuntha planets. And then there's the Vaikuntha planets, but in the Vaikuntha planets it's Aishwarya Bhav, on veneration. And Krishna met the gopis and then coward men and women and Nanda Maharaj. He came from Dwarka, and they were not happy to see him in the mood of a king in royal order. They wanted him to come back to Vrindavan. They weren't interested in going to Dwarka, because Dwarka, Mathura Dwarka, this Aishwarya Bhav, or awe and veneration. So devotees in Vaikuntha, they're not disappointed. It's a spiritual atmosphere, it's liberation, liberated condition, but they are in a different mood. But they're satisfied in that mood. In Vaikuntha, they can assume different forms and have pastimes with the Lord. But the highest mood, highest ras, is the Krishna ras in Vrindavan. And this is what Lord Chaitanya came, and Lord Nityananda came, who are Krishna and Balaram, to, especially Lord Chaitanya, came to taste the mood of Radharani, taste the mellows of devotional service in Vrindavan. But we're also worshiping the deity, and if one worships the deity his whole life, he also can get a place in Golok. And Golok is the biggest of all the realms. And if the devotee sincerely worships the deity his whole life, it says he can get a place in Golok. So devotees here, we don't want to go to Vaikuntha. We don't want to merge into the Brahman effulgence. That is also a type of liberation. That's considered spiritual suicide. Because it says liberation stands with folded hands in front of the devotee. So devotees, our goal is to Jivar Subhoy Nitya Krishna Das, to revive or reawaken our eternal relationship with Krishna and enter in the Krishna atmosphere. Because this is the highest bliss. This is our ocean. It says here, it's like an ocean of devotional service. Is a ocean of happiness compared to the drop of happiness one may get in the material world. Material world, the happiness in the material world is like a drop of water in the desert. If you're dying of thirst, you get one drop of water in the desert, it's not much value. But just the opposite of that, the pleasure and the happiness the devotee feels by devotional service is like an ocean. Nandam Bhuti Vardhanam. This chanting the holy name has Goloke Premadana Harinam Sankirtana. The chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has descended from the spiritual world. And that's why we can chant the Maha Mantra every single day and not feel tired. If you chant some mundane sound vibration, Mr. Smith or Mr. Jones, you cannot chant very much quickly. You'll get tired very quickly. But if you chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then you'll quickly can feel the spiritual sound vibration. Even people come to the temple who have no rati, or attachment for Krishna, and don't practice any sadhana, but if we have a nice kirtan, we can get the people to chant and dance with us, at least for some time. And people who do that will appreciate the Hare Krishna movement, will appreciate ISKCON temples all over the world. We meet people who have been to the temple, and they say when they come to the temple, they feel very happy. They can understand that this is not the spiritual material world, but this is actually Vaikuntha, which means no anxiety. This is why Prabhupada said this chanting must go on in this Vrindavan temple, and people will always be coming here as long as the chanting and preaching is going on. There's 5,000 temples of Krishna in Vrindavan, but there's only maybe 10 or 12 major temples, but of them, this Krishna Balaram Mandir has become one of the most popular temples in Vrindavan. Because people come here and they see the deities, how nicely they're dressed. They see devotees, how pure and happy they are. They join in the kirtan. And they get an experience which they can't get anywhere else in this material world. So instead of going to nightclubs and cinemas and all these other things, people voluntarily, they come here to Vrindavan and come to the Krishna Balaram Mandir. And people also come from all over the world to Vrindavan, to the Krishna Balaram Mandir, to get some relief from the pangs of material existence. So today is the disappearance day of Srivas Pandit. We'll say a few words about Srivas Pandit. Srivas Pandit and Srivas Thakur are the same personality. Srivas Pandit is the fifth member of the Panchatattva. Srivas led his brothers, Sri Ram, Sri Nidhi, Sri Pati, in their devotional lives of singing Krishna's name, worshiping Lord, and bathing three times in the Ganges. Meeting with Advaita Acharya, they studied Bhagavatam and prayed for an incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Why did they pray? Because only an avatar of Krishna could establish Vaishnavism amongst the staunch atheist logicians and proud pandits harassing Nadia at that time. Srijas Angam was located 200 yards north of Nimai's Bari house. Srivas Pandit's palatial house had large, comfortable rooms a high protected boundary wall, lush, densely foliaged green gardens and groves. Every night, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his dearest friends would enjoy ecstatic kirtan here and taste the mellows of Vrindavan. Here, the raging Kazi broke the Madanga in his foolish attempt to stop Krishna's Sankirtan movement. Henceforth, Shiva's Angam was known as Kolbaga Danga, place where the Madanga was broken. Shivas Pandit and Advaitacharya, the learned chiefs of the Brahmin community, dedicated all their energy to the Lord's Harinam Sankirtan movement. They surrendered their bodies, minds, homes, friends, and family, and all possessions to the Lord's glorious service. They knew no other god or goddess. Shivas Pandit maintained his family, not because they were his relatives, but because they were Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's loving servants. Shivas Pandit represents the marginal energy. The devotees headed by Shivas are described as Lord Chaitanya's smaller limbs, his face, eyes, hands, disc, other weapons. They all took part in Sri Gauranga's pastimes. With them, Lord Gauranga spread the Sankirtan movement. Shivas Pandit is Narada Muni, an interscholastic preacher and constant associate of Lord Chaitanya. His samadhi is in the 64 samadhi areas. So interscholastic means someone who can travel all over the universe, even into Vaikuntha. So Srivastava Kaur was Narada Muni. Srivastava Kaur is the Panchatapa, consists of five truths: Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Dvaitacharya are Jivatapa, and Radhar Pandit is Shaktitapa, or Radharani, and Srivastava Kaur is Jivatapa, or Narada Muni, an incarnation of a devotee. So they used to have kirtan at Srivastava Kaur's house. But the kirtan was restricted to only the devotees. Non-devotees were kept out. And they felt that non-devotees were always criticizing the devotees and saying that they're chanting all night and they're making so much noise because they can't fill their bellies, or they're enjoying with women and drinking wine. They'd make so many guesses what was going on in Srivas' house. So one Brahmin, his name was Gopal Sapala, didn't like the fact that he couldn't get enter the kirtan. So he put the articles for worshipping Goddess Durga on the doorstep of Srivastava Kaur. So in the morning, Srivastava Kaur opened his door and saw all these articles for worshipping Goddess Durga. And he called all the neighbors and said, "Look, just see, I'm a worshiper. I'm a Shakti worshiper. I'm a worshiper of Durga." So he had a servant take away all these articles and clean the place properly. But Gopal Chapala committed Vaishnava Aparad and contacted leprosy. And leprosy is contagious disease. If you touch a person who has leprosy, you can also get leprosy. So he was forced to live outside the city in the forest. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came by. Gopal Chapala requested Lord Chaitanya to relieve him of his suffering. But Lord Chaitanya said, "No, I will not relieve you of your suffering." And he said, "Yamaraj has 84,000 different kinds of suffering, and you have to go through every single one of them for your offense to Srivastava Kaur." But then Lord Chaitanya told him that you can get free from your offense if you go to Srivastava Kaur and beg forgiveness and ask for his mercy. And he did that. He got free from his leprosy, and he became a devotee poet. Actually, he became a Vaishnava devotee. And also, when Srivastava Kaur went to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam reciting by was recitation by Devananda Pandit, he was hearing and he went into ecstasy. But the students of Devananda Pandit didn't understand what was going on. So they picked up Srivas Thakur and put him outside in the street. And Devananda Pandit didn't object. So this was also a big offense. And because of that offense, Devananda Pandit couldn't recognize Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality Godhead. But later on, Devananda Pandit got the association of Vikeshwar Pandit, and he became purified, and then he got free from his offense and became could understand the position of Lord Chaitanya. Then Lord Chaitanya told Devananda Pandit, from now on, whenever you recite Bhagavatam, you should recite Bhagavatam Bhagavatam described devotional service. He would recite Bhagavatam, but he never mentioned devotional service. So he said the Bhagavatam is meant to teach people how to perform devotional service. It's only about devotional service. So from now on, whenever you recite Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, you should preach this message of devotional service. And Srivas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya was doing kirtan in his house. Srivas' son died. And as normal, with all the ladies in the house, began to cry. But Srivas Thakur said to the ladies, this boy has died in the house where Lord Chaitanya is doing kirtan, and this is very auspicious. And if any of you cry, then I'm going to tie a rope around my neck and put a pot on my rope and drown myself in the Ganges. So, because I don't want you to disturb Mahaprabhu's kirtan. So the kirtan went on for some time, and then when the kirtan finally stopped, Mahaprabhu said, Srivas, has something happened in your house? And Srivas told him that his son died. And Mahaprabhu said, well, when did that happen? He said, 7.5 hours ago. So Mahaprabhu said, why didn't you tell me earlier? So, well, we didn't want to disturb your mood, your kirtan. So Lord Chaitanya was very happy to hear that Srivas was so detached that even when his son died, he was he was more interested in pleasing the Lord and not to disturb Mahaprabhu's kirtan than to lament. And then Lord Chaitanya went to the boy and had the boy speak for a few moments. Lord Chaitanya asked the boy, why did you leave Srivas' house? He said, well, it was my destiny. But let me always remain your servant. So one time, Lord Chaitanya said to Srivas Thakur, Srivas, you have a big family, and you have to maintain your family, but I never see you go out begging. So Srivas clapped his hand 3 times. And then Lord Chaitanya said, well, what does this mean, Srivas? Srivas said, if for 3 days I don't get any prasadam, I don't get any food, then I'm going to drown myself in the Ganges. Then Lord Chaitanya said, Srivas, even if the goddess of fortune has to go out begging, you will never be in want of anything. And you and everyone in your family will always be my devotees. There was one lady who was a servant of Srivas. Her name was Duki. She used to bring water every day for Srivas. So when Lord Chaitanya saw her bringing water, he changed her name to Suki. Duki means unhappiness, unhappy, but Suki means happy. So when Lord Chaitanya changed her name, he said, From this time on, Srivas Thakur didn't consider this lady his maidservant anymore. So Srivas Thakur and Malini, they treated Lord Caitanya, Lord Nityananda, like their mother and father. You know, Malini was very affectionate to Lord Nityananda, and she used to take care of Lord Nityananda like she was his mother. So, after Lord Caitanya left, Srivas went to Kurmahati in the mood of separation from Lord Caitanya. And many other pastimes, Lord Caitanya performed a drama. Srivas and Lord Caitanya said, in order to see this drama, everyone must have full control of their senses. But Dvaitacharya Srivas said, well, then we can't see the drama. But Lord Caitanya said, no, now you'll have full control of your senses. I give you that benediction so you can see the drama. So they performed this drama where Lord Caitanya exhibited the different forms of Lakshmi's, goddess of fortune, Rukmini, and such. And Srivas played the part of Narada Muni. Haridas Thakur was a chokidar. His duty was to keep everyone awake. And this way, the drama went on, and everyone was in transcendental happiness, transcendental bliss. So there's many more. If you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavad, you can hear about the different pastimes of Srivas Thakur and how much he was dedicated to Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Sometimes there was rumors that the boat was coming with the soldiers from the government to take arrest Srivas Thakur and throw his house in the Ganga. But Mahaprabhu said, when that boat comes, I'll be the first to get on the boat. And then when I go to the Kazi, I'll tell them to bring their mullahs, their priests, and bring all their animals and make their animals chant and dance in ecstasy. And when they can't do that, then I'll do that and prove to the mullah that this Sankirtan is the highest benediction. One Guradhar Pandit, not Guradhar Das, he went to the Kazi and said, if you don't chant the name of Krishna or Hari, then I'm going to cut off your head. The Kazi said, well, I'll chant the name of Hari tomorrow. So, Guradhar Pandit, this is a different person than Guradhar Thakur. Guradhar Pandit, he danced in ecstasy and left because he said, now you've chanted. So in this way, the devotees of Lord Caitanya, Srivas Thakur, all the devotees were completely on the spiritual platform and they engaged in this Sankirtan movement. And Srivas Thangam was the place where Lord Caitanya started his Sankirtan movement. Prior to that, he was known as Nimai Pandit. He was a scholar. He had a scholarly pastimes and no one knew his identity. But after going to Gaya and coming back, and taking initiation from Ishwarapuri, Lord Caitanya changed his mood, became a devotee, and he was exhibiting ecstatic symptoms. So the neighbors were complaining to Mother Sachi that there's something wrong with your son. He has an air problem, life airs, or some disturbances, life airs. Better to give him green coconut water and tie him up and put oil on his head. The Srivas Thakur came there and saw Lord Caitanya. He told Mother Sachi, no, you have nothing to worry about. Lord Caitanya does not have some air disorder. He's exhibiting Mahabhava. And he says, I wish that I could have that same kind of air disorder. So in this way, there are many pastimes. If you can read Chaitanya Charitamrita, read Chaitanya Bhagavad, you can enter into these different pastimes of Srivas Thakur, Srivas Pandit. And there are many more pastimes, but the time is finished. So today we heard about the spiritual atmosphere, how we should enter into the spiritual atmosphere, Vaikuntha, and also in Vaikuntha there's the Navadvipa Dham is there. Lord Caitanya is also there. So it says in Jaima Dharma that you can be in Gaur Lila and Krishna Lila at the same time. The soul can be in both Leelas. And the Gaur Leela is the entranceway to the Leela of Radha and Krishna. Without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, one cannot get the mercy of Radha and Krishna. So everything is there. We have to understand all these things and utilize our time in hearing about Krishna Katha, hearing about Krishna and his pastimes, hearing about the devotees, and this way make our life successful.